As he often promised, Padre Pio was truly by the side of his spiritual children, even when they were far away, and even, as he himself proclaimed, after his death. Our first story was shared by Mr. Agide Finardi, a businessman who Padre Pio hired to do all the iron and bronze work for the new church in San Giovanni Rotondo. You know, things like stair railings, gates, crucifixes, and even the tabernacle. Mr. Finardi recalled, "One day I was attending Mass in Bolzano. At that time, the priests still celebrated facing the altar. When the celebrant turned around to say, 'Dominus vobiscum,' 'The Lord be with you,' I saw that it was Padre Pio. I approached the altar to check if I had been mistaken, but I had seen correctly. It was indeed Padre Pio. I was stunned. After the Mass, I rushed to the sacristy intending to greet him, and I found out that it wasn't him after all, not even someone who resembled him. It was a completely different person. I didn't know what to say. I was certain that I hadn't hallucinated. Back home, I told my wife everything. 'Tomorrow morning, I'm leaving for San Giovanni Rotondo.' She was furious. 'You're leaving the children? You're leaving me? You're leaving your work? Are you crazy?' I didn't listen to her and left. As soon as I arrived at the convent, Padre Pio approached me with a tone of reproach in his voice. 'Have we come to the point where I have to come and fetch you from your home?' So, it was indeed Padre Pio who had called me. He wanted to give me instructions about something to be done in his new church.